Yeah, so you're
gonna Good morning. Facebook. Hey. Yeah. I'm going. Hold on. We're going live on Facebook too.
Okay. So we need a minute.
Yep.
Just a second.
We're good.
Yeah. Now. We're okay. Almost there.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Britton.
I'm Patty.
I'm Logan.
Logan is here to
watch us
make manual coffee. Yeah. And he won't give us any hints.
Yeah.
So we'll do our version of it, and then Logan will show you. It's like the Pinterest fail, I guess. Although we might do good collectively, the three of us.
Nailed it or failed it. Manual brewing edition.
You're not going to tell us even the amount?
No.
Anything?
No.
He's not going to tell us anything. He said I couldn't look it up.
Well, how's that fair?
Well, I've got an idea.
That's the entire point.
I've got ideas.
So we have to like weigh it and like guess
well,
and
I've got
really know.
Yeah.
You so,
weigh it and figure it
well,
out.
I have this amazing. Oh gosh, Sedona's sending me tickets.
Oh, for a new concert?
Yeah.
Nice.
Here's where she's trying to go.
Of course she is.
Hmm. Like Madison
we got all these
Beer.
Screens going on this time.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have all the screens.
See, we need a bigger TV. That's the
a bigger TV.
We need a bigger
split
TV.
It in half. Yeah.
75 inches. That's a typical male thing to say.
So today to we're going to manual brew coffee. I was sent this little manual brewer. Is it a grinder?
So these are really cool, actually. This is a great option for...
is there coffee in here, though?
No.
Okay, you took it out.
Yeah, this is a great option for someone who doesn't have a lot of money to spend, but wants like a very high quality grind.
Does it have burrs in
and
it?
And it's nice for traveling.
It's a conical burr grinder.
Really? Because conical burrs are really
it's
expensive.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty heavy.
Yeah, so an electric version of this would be like $300 or $400.
Can you imagine you get stopped for sure and
well,
security?
And tell them the difference
but
between
if you're
blade and conical.
Or whatever.
Because like blade just chops.
Yeah,
conical,
blade,
like.
Yeah. All of you have seen a blade one. It's just got like a little blade and just whips
like a
the
food
beans
processor.
Around. Yeah, it's really horrible for coffee. It's not consistent. It's not a good option.
Yeah, it's really easy to like grind
here.
Too
well,
much and go to fine.
Because you can change your...
Don't mess with that.
I already did. I already twisted it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did.
Okay. Well, that's a sibling response.
So that's
don't
really
touch
gonna
it.
Be.
I touched it.
I had already touched it. And that's what
oh,
I was,
it's just fine.
I think
course.
I turned it 2 clicks and turned it back 2 clicks.
Well, we
okay.
want it.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
Okay.
I think we want it at course for
well,
manual brewing, don't
we?
Do.
No. It does
well,
not work. Like
but look at because it both parts spin. So how do you know like but, what it is?
Yeah, that's
it's,
really confusing.
It's not exact. It's
okay,
not like
so
you turn
the
an arrow
difference
to a
between
thing.
A burr grinder anyway, and a blade grinder. I mean, a blade grinder, obviously, because it's random. It just...
Yeah,
it just,
like if
it's
you line
whenever
this
it wants.
Up to this, then maybe
it's probably how
yeah,
I cook and I mix
it around,
stuff.
It's really
there's,
bad.
There's like a little turny thing in here. We can change the grind.
Conical burrs are really great. I'm not going to be able to get you a picture. It's basically two cones, and both of the cones have cutting edges, so it actually slices the coffee and is very consistent, which is really important.
And for manual and for espresso, I mean, you need very consistent coffee.
Where a blade is like a food processor.
Yeah, it's not.
And you know when you chunk up food, like you'll have a peach this big and then tiny things.
Yeah, it's not consistent at all.
I don't know if I ever have cut a peach, but whatever.
All right, so the only thing I'm going to do now since you messed with it is look at the grind of the coffee.
Okay.
A little bit into
okay.
grinding.
All right, so we're going to make manual brew coffee. So we have this little cute one right here.
Well, you
here.
Have two options. You can do either one.
We're going to do what? Both of them.
And we,
Patty,
Logan won't tell us the instructions.
Well, why don't we have a cute little,
does this
go.
One get a filter? Oh, I guess it has to.
Where's okay. the little bitty filters?
I'm going to
put
it in
here. Oh, here's a Chemex filter.
Yeah, that seems like that one.
I put
this
it in
is,
here, right?
Give me the little bitty filter.
What do you think? 21? 14?
Yeah, three. I do 3 ounces.
No, grams.
14 grams. Well, 14 grams for espresso, right?
So I thought maybe it was like 20, 21, 18, 16.
Okay. So what do we think?
Well, let's see.
And we do like 2.14.
5. 17.
This is a thing.
That is a filter, yes.
I think we
17.5?
Just, I think Logan did this before. I swear he just filled it up.
Logan's not telling us.
He thinks this is funny to
you guys,
make
wait till
out.
You see I'm how hard it is.
My initial guess was like 21.
I think you should put a little more in. I think he filled it up. I think it's like made just for it. we're gonna say.
Yeah, it was a cup.
Thanks. Okay, 21. Okay. And now this was horrible, I'm gonna say. You're just joining us, Logan.
That's good. Yeah. Always rinse your filters. Right there, what she's doing. The filter looks a little iffy, but yeah. Rinsing your filters helps a lot.
And zero automatic. It's not doing it at all.
Can I have another cup, please?
Mm-hmm. So the coffee actually.
Oh, it goes so.
This is the catch. So what you'll do is just
take off the little
handle, and then the coffee will get dumped in the top here.
I wondered how it was going to grind in there. I feel like we went back to me picking cherries.
It goes down there.
Yeah, and then it goes down there. Okay. I knew it felt different.
That looks really full, though. Is it too full?
Well, it's 21 grams, so we don't know.
We'll screw it on.
And see if it works.
He's giving us zero instructions. I've never done a manual brew. I've only
okay, you guys. Them. This is. I mean, it's kind of like.
Oh, I thought you're grinding it on your.
No, it's kind of like a pepper shaker.
Pepper grinder.
Let me just look at the grind quick before you get too far.
No, because we're gonna drink our coffee.
Yeah.
You messed with it though. That wouldn't be fair.
Oh, I went two clicks and two clicks. I think.
It's fine.
Yeah, I tried to click it right back. So you girls can have a turn doing I feel like it's when you, did you ever churn butter out of, or ice cream?
That's
or,
harder to do than I thought it would be.
At like.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to like.
1800s day.
You need to like.
And it takes a while. It's not like.
Oh man, I think it would work out doing
this
that.
This is a manual grinder. So this is a manual grinder that someone sent us to try.
Will it just like stop automatically? Well, I know
yes.
So well, you won't hear it anymore. There'll be nothing left to grind.
Yeah, let me see that.
Is it really going to take that long?
Yeah, let me see it.
No, it's getting better. It's probably almost done.
So you could take that camping, right? If you needed a grinder somewhere.
Really? Where we just
Logan was making fun of me. So it was a little shockingly hard to do when I first did it because what you could tell when it hits the beans.
Yeah.
And so, you're not over grinding it.
And then it took me like 10 minutes to do it.
Go through it
when I tried it.
And while Logan's doing that, are the new flavors released officially today?
Yay. Are they in here?
So they are apricot cake. I can put them on the screen for you. Apricot cake. It's available, and because it's May 1st, we're doing free samples of the flavors.
Mayday.
In every order.
Oh, I feel like my hair is kind of Mayday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Is it like a Swedish holiday?
I don't know. So there's apricot cake.
I feel like maples are definitely like
cherry, vanilla. So now we pour in the filter.
So Patty, we're going to do this one first. Well, okay, but
don't we need a clean cup because we washed the filter?
I do need a clean cup because I have water in this one.
Here you go. We can use that one to wash the filter again next time.
Okay, so before we get any, is that the way you think that filter goes in?
No, that doesn't look right at all.
What do you want me to do differently? Like this?
Well, it's kind of like,
I think it's.
Well, I like shoved it through the bottom and then I got it wet first.
I don't know. Maybe we like go like.
Look at the picture on the box. It looked like.
Oh.
It looked like.
Oh, look at it. It's folded.
Can you like roll it? Well, that's confusing already.
So fold it the long way and then you, I think you just curl it. But I think you could only do it once.
But it says to fold it like a square.
I think the way I was doing it was going to work. Because I just like pulled it through. Like nothing.
Yeah, it does look like that. Yeah, like that.
Okay, that looks better than the way I did it.
Okay. Nope.
Hey, you're not supposed to let us know.
That looks right. Look at how right that looks.
I think
No, it's not because the grinds are going to go right through the bottom.
So it's real easy. All you're going to do is take one, pull out one side. It's going to be three papers on one side and one on the other.
Oh, wow. Is that easy? Right
Well, we can just do that with the one that's already wet.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Now I'm going to pour this in.
I just wanted you to actually get a cup of coffee.
No.
And that a cup of pounds.
And the third flavor is chocolate peanut butter cup. Sorry, I got distracted.
Okay. So I've seen this done before. But do I need to weigh my water beforehand? Because I don't know how much water is going
to
go
in. Well, you need to put it on the scale, right?
Yeah. I need to
put it on the scale.
Oh, right.
And then we tear this out after we.
Is it even on?
Well, there it goes.
But this we want.
I think you just do it for time. No, I think you do it for like 45 seconds or a minute and a half.
A certain amount of liquid and you wait it and then you pour more liquid
in. Okay, how much do we want to add?
Maybe like 20 grams. See how many.
Or should we do ounces because we know ounces better? And do like 6 ounces.
No, that's way too much for the first one. I think you just kind of soak it and then let it bloom.
Okay.
Let's just do it by feel. And I know you're intuitively going to, and I know you swirl it around. Yeah.
Like go around.
Yeah.
And then maybe.
How do you get the middle though?
You let it bloom.
Yeah. Like I feel like that's probably good.
I think and that's
good.
It,
okay. Let it sit. So we're at 122 grams.
Maybe put the kettle on the warmer.
Well, you know what? Over here I was trying to do this earlier and I really struggled putting it on there.
It just sets on. There's a little button if you
like. I struggle sometimes. Okay.
I didn't know if I ruined the table. I do not know.
So those are the new flavors.
So our May Day special, if you order today,
Just today. You're going to get a sample of all three of the new flavors. Don't lift it up.
Well, I feel like I need to see if it's still going down, right?
No, I think you just let sit for a minute and then we'll do it again.
Okay. So now we need to do it again.
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Nervous, like this whole contraption is gonna fall, and this one you do the rest of it, right? So, like, that's probably enough water. Let it go.
Yeah, I can see where it is in the cup, it's gonna be right above the UPC thing.
About right.
It looks nice, like it has a nice crema on it, which I didn't really think you got with normal coffee.
And again, Logan gave us no instructions, so do not follow this one as a tutorial.
He's gonna Logan will do it the right way in a minute.
He just wanted us to attempt this first. Yeah.
He thinks that us struggling is funny.
It's amusing to him.
He might be a masochist. We don't know.
I don't think we're that far off. Like, I think...
Starting to do the coffee was horrible.
You guys remember enough things to make it dangerous?
Yeah.
That's usually what we do.
We know enough to be dangerous.
We've seen it done.
So May Day today, you're going to get a sample of all three flavors. So if you order K-Cups, you get some K-Cups.
Yep, and you'll get one in each pod. And we do have regular and decaf in the pods. In the 2.5, we just have regular.
So if you do order decaf ground, you're going to get regular. So hopefully you can do it in the morning or or mix it with decaf.
Have it for you.
Yeah, but everything is also live,
so and they're really just exciting. Delicious. If you just saw it when we tasted them, they're so good.
Can you reach those by chance?
Just the boxes, just take up boxes.
Oh, there's an orange one too, but I don't know if you can reach that.
Are these from the shelf?
So we have cherry vanilla, apricot cake,
chocolate peanut butter cup.
I'm drinking black cherry today. I forget how good this coffee is.
And we tried them last week on our live and teased them. Okay, and that they looks are like so a good. Solid cup of coffee.
It's nice and dark.
But if you're in our VIP group, you got early access, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we released it like 2 days early to them.
And if you were a VIP access, you got them like a week and a half ago.
Ooh, that smells good. It looks good. And it was like 286 ounces or grams, whatever that means.
I don't know. I feel like 300 might have been the magic number.
So really important, the golden ratio for coffee is always 15 to 16 and a half to 1. So for every 1 gram of coffee, you're going to use between 15 or 16 and a half grams of water.
That sounds like a lot of math.
Is that the metric system? We're in America, sir.
So if we used...
So 20 is 300.
2.2.
Okay, so I said
we
felt like really 100.
No, you were pretty, close good. There.
Pretty good.
Well,
I was great at supervising a
cup. My throat hurt really bad yesterday, so I'm not going to drink out of your cup. I'm fine today, but let's not chance it.
Just in case you're diseased.
Well, Jason, my husband, has a pretty bad cold. Mm. I had a sore throat for like a day and a half.
It smells good. Okay, what kind of coffee is it?
This is Guatemalan.
Guatemalan. Okay, Guatemalan's a good coffee.
I just burned my tongue. That. Ooh, it's so good, though.
Guatemalan is a really good coffee.
Give me the scale.
It's not one I drink every day because I think it's unique.
You want the flavor?
It's very earthy.
Yep. Give me the little grinder cup of the coffee where you can grind.
Yeah, I really like Guatemalan.
Oh, we should save some of our coffee and Logan can do one and we'll taste test them next
time. That whole cup is down there.
So Logan's going to show you the actual
This is the real correct tutorial. Way.
If you want to know how to manually brew coffee, this is it.
So Hario's are really cool. This is a Japanese invention. This is kind of like the staple of a pour over. It is a little harder to use than a lot of them just because you have to be really exact with the water and the way you're pouring to get an even extraction. And also the filters are very important. We're not using the right filters, so it's a little off, but it'll be close enough.
What's the easiest one, the Chemex?
No. So the easiest one is
obviously French press. But
so they have things called clever drippers, yes, which are kind of like a French press that are easy. I really like this guy, the Kalita Wave. You have to be less exact with the water.
You want to do that one after?
So we picked the hardest one first.
So how are you? How much are? How many grams?
So
of coffee?
I'm using 20 grams of coffee and 300 grams of water.
So we did it.
And this,
not,
so we were nice to Hario, and these are available on our website.
Yep.
They do ship from Hario, though, not from us.
And then what we caution sometimes is you might not want to use all of our flavor coffees to manually brew.
Yeah, do not.
Because it can extract the flavor out in a negative way.
Yeah, it'd be like drinking vanilla extract
or cough syrup. You know, you just don't want that.
But some people have had a lot of luck.
It just depends which one. I would suspect like a caramel, Cafe Caramel, a French vanilla. We should try it.
Mm-hmm.
Would be better.
I'm so picky. Like, I don't love coffee straight out of an auto drip machine, but I love them out of a manual brew.
Yep. That is true.
So much better.
I know when Logan came back, he made Jamaican, and I'm like, Jamaican can't get any better. And then he made it manually brewed, and it was better.
That was very good. Well, the Guatemalan,
this is like super earthy, but it's almost like a dark chocolate. It reminds me of like a dark chocolatey taste, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I love it. It's good.
Well, you just.
Oh, it's got a lot of depth of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we didn't get any grounds in it, did we?
So we take, the filter and you find the corner with the four.
And you just separate four, one.
And you just separate one into a cone.
Okay. And then how do you officially wet it? Just the bottom, where the cup is?
Yeah, you just rinse, just get the paper wet, all of it.
Okay.
Because if you, you try not to do like above this probably because then water will get everywhere. Get water.
Okay, you need a new cup.
So this is official. So how many grams did you put in that cup, Logan?
Two. So I am using 20 grams of coffee.
Two.
Okay. We were close. We were really close.
Yeah, really close.
Charles, congratulations on your 100th order.
Ooh, yay.
Your special gift.
All right. So the next thing that you guys attempted to do.
Getting out.
We were close.
Is the bloom. So you just put too much water.
Oh, we wondered.
You really just want to saturate the grounds.
That's what I felt like we did.
And we circled.
You don't have to get them like super wet, but you just want to see the actual CO2 bubbles releasing.
We definitely saw that.
Okay, so it's like when you know pancakes are ready. Okay. It starts bubbling a little bit.
I will say, were you teared out when you put that on there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he put about 50 grams of water in at the beginning. We did about 100.
Yeah.
So we did double.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll just wait until you kind of see the CO2 stop releasing.
Why is my second cup of auto drip better than the first? I don't know.
Why is the second drink at a bar better than the first?
I will say, though, when we're like flavor testing our coffee, the first cup's always really hot. And then once we wait a little bit, I like it just that, like, not. Cold,
it
like
seems like the flavor enhances when it gets just a little bit cooler. I don't know.
Well, I think when it's so hot, your taste buds can't actually
get past it.
So a really important thing with the Hario is you always want to start in the center and move out to the outside.
We kind of did the opposite.
That way it kind of forms a funnel.
Oh, I can see the water dripping along the rivulets on the inside. That's pretty cool.
So he did 20 grams of ground coffee. What grind was it about?
It's like a little bit finer than a medium. It's really time. So this is an aspect of this that's fun that you get to play with, is the grind and the time of brew, because it affects the flavor a lot. So I just kind of know it by eye. It's hard to explain. You really just kind of have to start with medium and then adjust it to taste.
That's why people make journals.
So medium's stuff. Like probably like our auto drip. Right.
Are you done with the water?
Yeah. And then you see like, if you guys could look in here, the way I pour forces the coffee to the outside of the filter and it forms a little funnel. Yeah. That way it's evenly extracting down the paper through the ground.
So you poured from the inside to the outside.
Yeah, from the middle to the outside.
Did the outside to the inside.
Correct.
Okay.
So it looks like a crust. It's a brown crust, and then it looks like a...
We were super close on the measurements. So I'm very proud of us for that. Mm-hmm. And we had the circle pour, just
the wrong way.
Inside out.
Yeah, so like if you guys look in here, you can see how even...
Oh, yeah.
Can you show? Yeah. Will they be able to see it?
I think they might be able to.
Tip it with the cup, maybe. Oh, you're going to get all fancy on them.
So,
you can
maybe kind of see it.
Yeah, it's like a funnel.
Yeah, looks like this.
Okay, so let's
get gymnastics. They do volcanoes and ice cream cones.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's an ice cream cone.
They have these like little cones
in
their shape.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah, they are.
In color. Mm-hmm. We'll try them all. We did our baby cups. There's some baby cups right there.
Yeah, do you see the babies?
We should be getting new baby cups soon.
I love that baby cup. Oh, love baby cups.
We finally had to get like Dixie cups for all the flavor testing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We were going through way too many cups.
So behind.
It smells good.
Especially with all the new things we have coming your way.
Oh my gosh, so much new.
So much.
You want this one, our baby cup.
We have 6 months of new releases.
And through November, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Okay.
I've been busy programming.
We also, if you're part of our Subscribe and Save program, which is kind of just like the auto order program, we decided to make the decision to change the percentage to 15% to 5 from 5. That way you don't feel like you're missing out on sales and you can get your auto, you know, order going. So if you sign up for a new one, it's 15%. If you're already signed up, they are working on updating all of those before they flow into the system for your next order. So like I did the ones that dropped today and tomorrow, and then they're doing like a big bulk upload sheet.
So if you are signed up for that and you happen to see that it's still 5%, just let us know.
Yeah,
so we can get you adjusted.
That's nice.
The company who runs the subscription like software, they can do a big bulk upload, but I'm not touching it because I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, if you mess it up, it's because it's attached to all of our inventory. It's attached to our ERP. We don't touch anything.
If you see yours updating or it hasn't updated yet, don't worry. It will before your next order flows through to us.
So, no, that's nice. I think 15% all the time is nice.
Well, and we kind of started with the lower just because we weren't sure. We wanted to see the program and how it all functioned.
Yeah. Just dipping your toes in
it. It's just crazy how many people do it one time and they're like, cancel it.
I didn't sign up for a subscription.
Like, well, like, yes, you did, actually.
Yeah.
Yes, you wanted the 5%.
Yeah.
It does happen a lot.
Mm-hmm. What do we think is better?
I don't want to burn my tongue again. I'm like so hesitant.
I didn't burn mine. I just took a little sip, though.
Okay, ours is more acidic, which makes sense because we didn't.
Well, also, it didn't, way more. Mm-hmm. His took quite a bit longer because of the funneling method. So ours went through too quick, and I don't think it got a full extraction.
Well, that's what I feel like. This is definitely a richer flavor.
Well, and we were only 20 grams of water short.
But it's pretty close. But it is amazing that that little difference can make a difference.
Yeah.
I think it's probably from us pouring from the outside in that made the most difference.
It went through.
Did you try both of them? Mm-hmm.
I think, Guatemalan, as it cools, it gets more of that acidic taste naturally.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't like acid in coffee. It's just, I don't like it personally.
I'm not an acidic person.
And a lot of people who are coffee, who are really... coffee gurus, I would say Logan, Branson, they love acidity in coffee.
But when we're talking about acidity in coffee, we are not talking about the pH balance.
We're talking about brightness.
We're talking about the characteristics of the taste. So just because we're saying acidic does not mean that the pH of this coffee is acidic. Not at all.
It's a bright, lively.
It's not
going
to affect your stomach that way.
No. It's just a characteristic of coffee. Mm-hmm. It goes to wine. I only like sweet, fruity wine. You know, I don't like dry wine. I don't like, it just is a personal taste preference, what you prefer.
When we looked up like actual pH acid in coffee, wasn't it only a range of like 0.4 span between like the most acidic and the least acidic?
Yeah,
or something?
It's
like,
pretty. I mean, we is the same acidic. Buy specialty top grade coffee. So ours is just going to be better just because where it's grown, how it's grown.
Yeah.
It has Arabica coffee is half the caffeine, which I think a lot of people don't. But so many people, it's just gentler on their stomach.
Well, we hear a lot about the low acid, and I just want to be very clear. Yes. We're not talking about the
acidity not at all. Of coffee. It's the taste, just like you would describe wine being dry.
Maybe like the brightness.
And if you like acid, I think the brightness, I would say our Kenya AA is probably our most bright.
Well,
would you
almost,
say that?
Yeah. It's like where it hits on your tongue, and it's almost that. What flavor is that? Like if I were going to like
astringent,
citrus or, yeah.
Like most people like astringency when you feel it on your tongue. Mm-hmm.
Like if you,
so I like a very,
take tea and
mild
you
coffee.
Do not steep it long enough, you get the same kind of.
So the opposite would kind of be balanced. So a balanced one hits evenly, I think.
Yeah.
Where a brightness just hits.
That would be really interesting one day to break out the actual flavor wheel and go through some of the characteristics
that we
talk about.
We should do that.
And how they have meanings that don't.
Well, because earthy can sound horrible. Like, I don't want to eat mushrooms. Do you know what I mean? And that's, to me, that mushroom coffee. But it is earthy, but it's not a negative connotation. It's just a way to describe it.
A mushroom as earthy.
Well, I would, but I don't think our coffee's like eating mushrooms. It's not earthly.
This is a pretty earthy coffee. So
yeah, but not in a bad way. It's not like you're drinking dirt.
No, not in a bad way.
You can definitely taste the uneven extraction in the coffee that you guys made.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
Yep. And that's adding like a lot of weird acidity and then a lot of bitterness that you just don't get with the one that I
have. Yeah, because this is much smoother and balanced. Yeah.
Which is why we talk about trying different grinds and different times and different techniques, because we were only 20 grams of water off, but we poured different. Mm-hmm. And so it extracted different, which is really interesting.
Yeah. This is the main reason that if you are interested in this world of pour overs, like this is the best way to make a cup of coffee. And it's kind of fun, like the ritual and everything, but I wouldn't start with a Hario V60 or a Chemex or something like that, just because there is a lot of technique to it and it's going to take a while to
Is that the Hario? Right? Can you hand it to me?
Yeah.
So this is the Hario, and these are available on our website, and they're pretty inexpensive.
Yep. So the best beginner one that I recommend is called a Kalita Wave. This is another Japanese device. And if you look in the bottom, it's actually got a solid bottom versus an open.
But this is like a hole. So I'm trying to see if you can see it.
You put your finger in it.
My finger is not a great representation.
Kind of.
Something like that would be better.
This limits the amount of water that can actually.
Get his band.
Let me show you that there's a hole here.
We need to put a black line across it.
Probably.
Okay, so this has a hole, which is why it's harder, because if you don't have your filter and stuff.
It's just requires you to pour the water in a certain way. This has a flat bottom, so you can kind of just not dump coffee in, but dump water in, and it'll even itself out.
This is a Kalita Wave, so this is much, much easier to get started.
What you should do is you should do like a Zoom manual brew thing, and people could actually do it with you, so you could help
over
them.
Top, like like I'll do it together.
Yeah, we did it with a cocktail making class, and it was really fun. And they sent us the ingredients, like the kit for it, and then we did it. We did
a charcuterie,
how to make a charcuterie.
Yeah,
We learned how to make
because you could have beginner flowers. Manual and do like French press and do you know what I mean? The beginner, and then you could have a more advanced one. Yeah. But if you could actually see what they're doing.
Well, and if we got the tools and stuff, even these things, you know, just make up a kit.
Make up a little kit and send it. That would be fun. Think that sounds if anybody cool, would be interested in that.
We could get that set up.
Because manual brewing coffee is really cool.
Bye, Charles.
Bye, Charles.
Thanks for have a great day, Charles.
We need to plan a day and get the flavored samples out with our testers. Did anybody comment that they would do a video with us?
Yeah, so Deborah was interested, and so was Jennifer.
Okay, sweet. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we can do that.
We should have my mom do it, too.
Mm. Basically, we'll send you, like, a Zoom link, and then you can go live with us and taste stuff.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Super fun. And we can send the...
We're not going to do like pickle coffee, are we?
No, we can send the flavors to more people and just two people go live with us.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. If you're interested.
Here, if you want to take the scale, we'll probably just do one of these because you guys kind of know the method's very similar.
But we do the filter first.
Yeah.
Ugh. A little bit harder.
No more.
Okay. I can't tell on that. Oh, no, it looks good. Okay. So this is
little manual. I mean, this is an easy way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes longer.
Yeah, how do you feel like the consistency is on it? Is the grind pretty
really
decent?
Good, yeah.
Okay.
It's actually really good. I mean, it's conical burrs, so.
So always rinse your filters. It's very, very important.
Why even is with it auto so drip. Important, Logan?
Oh, there's just oils and manufacturing stuff. Nothing that's not food safe. Like, it's fine. You can just get some paper flavor in the coffee, especially when doing these methods.
Yeah, even at home, like if you're using paper filters, just rinse it in the sink. And they're pretty like sturdy. Like you could rinse it and then put it in there.
Yep.
All this?
Yep.
Do you want to pour it this time?
No, you can do it.
Okay, so.
You're kind of like, I'm in the way.
So I'm pouring from the inside out.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just
start
motion.
Start in like
small
a spiral
circle
graph.
And just get bigger.
Okay. Like a spiral graph,
how
right?
How much water? Okay.
Are you even old enough to know what a spiral graph is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you just need to bloom it again.
Just 50, wet it first.
Just enough to get the coffee wet. You don't even have to get it all soaking wet. You just want to get it wet enough so that it starts releasing
some
CO2.
It's hard
CO2.
To like make it.
It's so teeny.
Okay, that's probably good.
Yeah.
Because it is so teeny. This one's really different.
Yeah, there is a bigger version that the filters are meant for that I have in my house.
So this is about 30. We put about 30 grams of water. Logan did 50 in the other one, but we had to cover a much larger space.
Yeah, and this is just a teeny cup.
So we're just waiting until it bubbles, till we start seeing
You just
bubbles.
Wait like 20 or 30 seconds until the bubbles slow down.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. This microphone's really close to my stomach. My stomach is growling so
my stomach growls
did you
so
eat?
Loud.
I did. I had a banana.
When I do it, did exams in college and in church always, my stomach.
Always.
And I'd push it in, push it out, trying to make it stop. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess it's been 20
so
or 30.
We saw like a couple bubbles. Oh, yeah. There. Once we start pouring. So now this is going to.
You're gonna have to, okay, get ready to pour again. You want to keep it constantly flowing through. You don't want
keep
to
keep pouring. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna give it a sec. There's a lot of bubbles coming up in this.
It gets so close to the top. I'm always like, okay, don't come out.
So we're at 115.
So
what
keep
it,
pouring.
Keep going.
Just pour very slowly. You should be able to pour slow enough to where it keeps going through.
You know how you do your training videos? We should do an overhead video of this so that we can post them for you guys. Because it does look so different.
What am I supposed to get to down here?
300.
300. Oh, I got a long way to go.
It's a
tiny. But you can hear
it this
slowing
is a
down.
Very different method. It's a lot easier, though.
Can you hear it slowing down?
It's hard to pour so slow.
And they sell bigger ones of these, correct?
Yeah.
So a bigger one would be easier.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, it's really full of water.
Yeah, let it go because we're at 240.
Oh, man.
So fancy.
I know.
Getting a workout today.
Honestly, I'm really glad we're doing this because these are the like, I prefer to drink my coffee this way, but you've always just done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Logan just presents it to us, so it's good to know.
Oh, well, I guess the whole thing will equal 300.
Yeah, the whole
so
thing
it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Science.
What's hard is pouring and keeping your eye on the scale.
Yeah.
But we'll keep our eye on the scale.
There are really fancy done. Scales that you okay, set to good. A certain gram and it beeps and stuff, which are really nice too. Mm.
Okay. And so kind of like the other one, because of the pouring method, the coffee is actually like all pushed to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Super interesting. It looks like a coffee cupcake.
Kinda, yeah.
Now I want cupcakes.
Oh, we had cupcakes yesterday. Did you try the cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
The little chocolate minis were pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not. I honestly didn't even know about them.
It was for your birthday month.
Well, I mean, Melissa said something, but then
right,
I was in the warehouse.
I sat at the end of the day. I was like, ooh.
And I
forgot. Yeah, so this method will also taste pretty different than a Hario.
Okay.
Not like a huge difference.
Yeah, it's better but... even. Do we need more?
Yes. I only poured two. Three.
And then is that? No.
No. And four.
Okay, I have an unused cup right here.
Okay.
Cups are confusing.
Okay.
I think it even smells different.
Kind of, yeah. So what was this one called?
A Kalita Wave. With
Kalita
a K.
With a K.
K-A-L-I-T-A.
And these are available? The mini ones or the bigger ones?
The Harios are.
Harios we have on our website. We do not have Kalitas on our website, but you can find them.
Yeah.
Anywhere you find anything.
I liked when this one was brewing that, or when you were pouring the water, that the coffee was running in little rivulets down these little grooves. I thought that looked cool. It looked like rain coming down.
Yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm. I'm so scared to burn my tongue.
I know. I love it to when you go to coffee shops and they're manually brewing, though, if they do it right.
Just sitting here blowing it.
I feel like that's almost like darker. Than the Hario.
Yeah, so it's a slower extraction.
Yeah.
So it should taste like there's more dissolved solid. Like it will be a little bit earthier and a little bit more towards that darker side.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because a lot of times it's almost like when you develop film, it's like there's so many variables. So depending, I mean, it doesn't have to be a dark roasted coffee. You can make it taste. Mm.
Yeah,
different so like, in the brewing process. It's just every process is different.
Different brewing methods are better for different coffees too, in my opinion. So like a Hario is not the best for everything. Mm. Kalita is not the best for everything. And you have to change variables.
Well, it
depending
seems like
on
a Kenya,
I like this best.
A Kenya or something where you want some of that brighter
good
stuff.
Job, Patty.
Want
I think it's good.
This long.
You're such a good brewer.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, I like it better for my taste. So it depends what you want to bring out of the coffee, what your personal taste is too.
Well, and the brewing this way has even less acid than your Hario brew, just
which
because
is why
of
I like
longer
it.
Extraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just there's definitely more like dissolved solids in it because the water is kind of fuller in the bed of grounds the whole time.
Okay, nice.
Like the Hario is cool because it keeps the paper away from the walls, so the water is just running away from the grounds as fast as it can.
So
this kind of keeps
this
it all together.
This is the small Kalita Wave, and there's a bigger one. They'll even taste different from each other.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I like it because I think it goes back to how coffee originally was with the ritual of it. Do you know what I mean? Just making coffee like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to go to Ethiopia someday and participate in a coffee ritual.
That would be super
well, and
fun.
There is no grounds in here at all.
And even how they served it, like the eldest was served first, you know, it was a big deal to start your day with coffee in Ethiopia.
Yeah, super cool. So Mother's Day is right around the corner.
12 days away because today is May 1st, right?
Is it on Saturday or Sunday? Is it always on Sunday?
Yeah. It's on Sunday.
Yeah, so we have a dance recital from 6 a.m. till midnight.
On Mother's Day?
Yeah, they were supposed to do a two-day tournament and they are making it into a one-day tournament.
I know.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Crazy.
Like, that's how you want to spend your Mother's Day?
Well, and I don't know how you're going to take two 12-hour days and make it into, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Horrible. I just feel like, thank goodness Sedona does online school because I don't know how those kids are going to go to school.
No,
and some of these kids
exhausted.
Are like 6 and 8.
Why did they do that?
As they said, they had other commitments for Saturday at the school, and so they had to change it.
Okay, so somebody accidentally double booked.
I mean,
maybe
now
we
you're
get
getting
half
screwed
price,
for it.
Right?
Yeah,
that's not even like the main issue here. Why are you doing a dance competition on
Mother's Day?
in the first place, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Are you guys doing anything for Mother's Day?
I don't have plans yet. No.
No. Yeah, Dad booked us a pedicure.
Oh, nice.
And it was so weird because he
sent an invite on my calendar. It didn't say anything.
Yeah, nothing. Just same just thing to me.
Calendar yep. invite. And then the next morning it was removed. And I was like, that's weird. And then I found out about the dance competition. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
I know.
Sense.
I got the invitation. I'm like, we're at dance, like an hour away.
Yeah.
So, but now I said, hey, we're not at dance if those appointments are still available. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Your birthday gift arrived, but your Mother's Day gift has not. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. My birthday is this month. Yeah, it's my birthday month.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
I get to be 50 again.
Nice. The birthday with a 33-year-old.
You have Deborah. To stop getting
Bye, Deborah. Week. Thank you for joining us.
I guess it is 10:40, huh?
Mm. Oh, yeah. We should go. We should go back to work. But thank you for joining us for Manual Brewing. Hope you learned something.
Yeah.
And if anybody would be interested in having a more in-depth thing with Logan, who is our master roaster here at Coffee Beanery, just put it in the comments and let us know.
Yeah. Work up like a kit
because we could have a kit and do a Zoom call, and then he could actually help you guide you through it too. Because there is definitely some artistry to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New flavors are available now, and samples in every order for today.
For May Day, samples in every order for May 1st.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. So if you haven't gotten something, coffee's great, and we ship really
fast. We do have a lot of great gift sets, and and they will get there in time. So.
Right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.